This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So happy to have her back, my friend of decades. She is Dr. Bridget Shufo. You can find out more at dbcweightloss.com. But this is the number that you need to call, and you must keep it in your mind at all times during this hour. If you want to step away now and leave your name and number, that's fine. But we really want you to call because she can help you lose the weight, keep it off safely, and it's about your health. Keeping you around and upright for a long time, being healthy and happy by getting those unwanted pounds off. 1-800-900-THIN, 1-800-900-THIN. So why are so many people losing weight now in the summertime when they should have lost it months ago? But it seems to me that summer has become a very important time for people to be weight conscious. Other than aesthetically trying to look good at the beach, they just want to be healthy and be able to get out there and exercise and do yard work and play with the grandkids and have fun.
Okay, you said it all. That's why.
We've been around long enough.
Good morning, everybody. You know what? You just asked me, are you busy this week? I said, yeah. I said, and usually people start losing weight in March, April, May to get ready for the summer. But I am finding so many people coming in a combo of several things. Boredom, stress, isolation, lack of control during COVID. Still not wanting to go to huge parties, this type of thing. So what do you do when you're bored? You grab the chips, you grab the trail mix, you grab the sodas, you sit there and eat, and we don't go for protein, vegetables, or fruit. So that's one of the reasons, the COVID situation. Another is huge, what you just said. Obviously, we all get older with life, and 60s, 70s, 80-year-olds are experiencing or have been told, if you don't take care of this now, this is what's going to happen. Heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, all the horrible arthritis is, and about 8 different kinds of cancers are hugely affected by weight, excess weight. So those 5 things, and then you said it earlier, getting down on the floor, playing with grandchildren, picking up your grandchildren when you've got 50 pounds on you and you're picking up another 40 pounder, that's 90 pounds of excess weight on your body. For every pound of excess weight on our hips and our knees, our joints, our back, that's 4 times the pressure. So if you have 40 pounds on you that should be off, 40 times 4, 160 pounds on your knees, hips, and back. So, yeah, that's why we have so many arthritis problems. That's why we have so much pain with backs, so much pain with knees and hips. And weight is a gigantic contributor.
You know, I realize now everywhere I go, there's somebody. I was at the barber's the other day, and he went down to get a pair of clippers from the lower shelf. He said, it's going to take me a minute. I said, what do you mean it's going to take you a minute? He goes, you know, I gained a little bit of weight and my knees have been bothering me. I was working on the deck out back and I started thinking about you coming up and on the show this week. And for people that are having those problems and are like he in his early 70s and still physically fit, me in my mid 60s with a few extra pounds that I've been working on. But even if you lose 25 pounds, what a difference that'll make. 25 pounds, and you can do that in no time with people.
100 pounds of pressure off your knees, hips, and back. 100 pounds. So that is gigantic. And here's the things that I've gotten from people
okay.
this week. One is always from men and women. What in the world? Women say, I used to have a little waist. What happened to this?
I can say the
All
same
of
thing.
A sudden, well, that's what I was going to say. Right. With men and women both, that middle age spread is what happens. And I always say weight comes off from the head to about the midline, midriff area, then from the toes to the hips, and the last to come off is the belly. Why? Has to do with hormonal issues, different issues of muscle shrinking the older we get. And these are all the things that happen with us. But it comes off. That's the positive. I don't have any magic. First of all, let me clarify this. There is no, if there was a magic pill to lose weight, you and I would be on some exotic island that you were talking about earlier
right.
with the ocean, with the pool, everything. So the key is we just have to curtail some of our eatings. And of course, you know, if you've listened, you've heard me say SADS, S-A-D-S, starches, alcohol, dairy, sweets, and you can do it. With the help of, I have supplements that work with that.
You know, you said something earlier that makes so much sense. Dr. Bridget Schufo, dbcweightloss.com, 1-800-900-THIN. So why was I thin for 30 years? And the reason being is I never sat still. I was never home. I was never around the food. So the pandemic, working from my home, social media, promoting here and coming right here, and no place in between, meaning errands to run, things to do, where I was out for 2 or 3 hours every day or on the road visiting clients or what have you. So now I'm there and you have kids, so you're buying food and you have like that hour that you can't clean the floor anymore and run the sweeper anymore, and you have an hour before your next video or whatever you have to do. So you start eating, and you're eating things that the kids eat that they burn up the calories because they're younger. So you think, well, I've always been able to knock off 25 pounds, nothing to worry about. Well, the next thing you know, you've got 35 pounds to knock off, but you don't have the metabolism that you had when you were 40 years old. So a lot of people need your help now more than ever just to jumpstart their life as we hopefully get towards this pandemic and get beyond it. Right, Bridget?
That boredom is a key emotional trigger. And what do we go after? We don't go after pieces of chicken, slices of salmon, a few veggies here and there. We go after chips, trail mix, Cheetos, crackers, all of that type of stuff. All the things that are processed in a factory. And the key is we've got to think about staying with God foods. Mm-hmm. You know, the fish, the animals, the plants, the fruits. That's the way we're going to lose weight.
And she's going to tell you how you can do it, but I want to remind you, the best time to start is now. Jumpstart your life again. 1-800-900-THIN, 1-800-900-THIN. Dr. Bridget Schufo, back today on KDK Radio. All right, back with Dr. Schufo. So here's the key. Let's start off with 25 pounds. What are you going to do to help me lose 25 pounds, Dr. Schufo?
Well, something that I want to go back to that you said earlier, it's much harder to lose, you, in your words, not
right.
my words.
Right.
It's harder to lose weight the older we get.
Fact or fiction?
One of the, yes, fact.
Okay.
One of the reasons, key reasons, is our metabolism slowed down by 3-5% every decade. So if you're in your 60s, your metabolism is already slowed down by about 30%. So even if you changed nothing from the age you were 40, you ate the same way, you could keep the weight off at 40, you had no problems, you had a perfect, near perfect body. When you hit 60, that metabolism is already down 10% from when you were 40. So our metabolisms slow down by 3-5% every decade. The muscles shrink. That's why we get shorter. You know, the vertebrae all come closer together.
So that actually does happen. I'm not just thinking it does happen.
It actually does happen because of our human structure. And then, as you said earlier, we have time on our hands. When we have time on our hands and we have limitations, well, I can't go out and weed like I used to, or I've got to pick the grandkids up That just changes our old structure of when we get up, go to work, come home, make dinner, eat dinner, do our nightly things. It's over. Now so many more people are retired when you hit your 60s and 70s. You have a different structure. A lot of times the kids won't tell you, don't know when you need to babysit. So that comes out sporadically. All of these things contribute to weight gain. And those eight emotions, remember the emotional triggers, boredom, stress, isolation, lack of control, anxiety, depression, stress, anger, all of those are the key emotions that lead us to food. Why? To soothe and comfort us. We reach for food that's soothing. What's soothing? Creamy, the ice creams, the yogurts, the creamy sauces, creamy soups, creamy dressings, cheese, because cheese can be hard, cheese can be soft, cheese can be melted. So dairy is a key situation where that we go after. Starches. That pasta tastes so good. The mashed potatoes, the rice, the cereals, it's quick and easy. And then, of course, the pickies. You know, the chips, the pretzels, the trail mix, the crackers, all of that. The number one food that we go after, in my humble, pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Pizza.
I know.
And cheese is the number one ingredient.
But can we still say moderation to any of that?
Well, what's moderate? So I've eliminated that. First of all, you know, when you deal with me or come to me, there is no, I want nothing negative. We are going to look at this positive. My goal is to help people be in control of the food. The food is not in control of them.
Okay.
To eat mindfully, deliberately, and on purpose. So nothing's off bounds as time goes on. In the beginning, you have to be stricter. You've got to get the sugars out of your system. And remember what I call sugars. Sad. I'm going to keep emphasizing this. The SAD, starches, alcohol, dairy, sweets. Those are the four groups that will cause problems. Starches, alcohol, dairy, sweets. But we can, there's ways to get around that. And that's what I do with people. I just want everyone to be mindful, deliberate, and on purpose. When they eat or drink, you're in control. The food's not in control of you. The food is in control of you because it looks good. It smells good. You're eating it. I'm eating it. Everybody's eating it. I just may as well. Or this was a biggie this week. I didn't want to hurt their feelings.
I've been there.
So I had to eat their food. They don't care. They really don't
you know
care.
What? You are eliminating some of these age-old excuses and how you are just so on point with so many things. It's about us. In the big picture, they just want to see you. They're not worried that if you're not eating their food or not.
Oh, my gosh, they're not. And
you're not that important.
Well,
right.
I had a coach once say to me, what are the two? He said 80% of the time, people don't care. The other 20% hope you put the weight on. You know, they don't want you to be smaller than them. They don't want you to be healthier than them. So let's just look at the 80%. Nobody cares what you eat. They care about themselves, as we all should care about ourselves first, because that's survival of the fittest. But that's an excuse. Like you just said, that's an excuse. Didn't want to hurt their feelings. I felt they were looking at me.
Well, here's the other thing, and you have the PhD. You've been doing this longer than anyone and have such a successful track record, and I've seen it firsthand time and time again with family and friends. A lot of that stuff, especially the sugars, it can alter your mood swings so bad that you can actually be doing more damage to your moods by trying to comfort yourself with some of these rich and creamy foods and sugary foods that we talk about.
Let's talk about, okay, you have a big bowl of ice cream with a banana split, hot fudge sundae, whatever. You get, how long does it take to eat that? Might we say, let's say a big one. 10 minutes? Tops?
At the most.
Tops?
Right.
All right, now what happens after that? Then you say, oh,
why did I eat
that? I shouldn't have eaten that. Why did I eat that? Then you feel the horrible, most horrible emotion in my book is guilt. Guilt is a useless emotion about anything, not food only. Guilt is a useless emotion. I'm hitting a vein right here.
No.
Guilt is a useless emotion.
That's who I am, I guess.
But think about this. I don't want anyone feeling guilty if you have ice cream with me. We're going to talk about how to eat ice cream. Instead of getting, you know, the 3-scoop or the 2-scoop, get a child's 1-scoop in a bowl. Eat it slowly. Eat it slowly. You'll get the taste of the ice cream. All's good. You're with the family. You're with the grandkids. Enjoy it.
Yeah, but you gave me like the okay sign for the size of the scoop. Could you kind of like give me 2 okay signs? I mean, my goodness. All right. I don't want to get too far along without reminding people. Listen, we can tell all of the stuff that you need to hear or should know when it comes to weight loss, but you have to take the first step. So 1-800-900-THIN, what happens if they call that number today? What's the next step?
Well, you leave a message for me. I will go in later on and I will call you back and we'll make an appointment for you to come in for the first time. I don't know anything about you. You don't know anything about me except what you hear, what you read on the website. But you come in. My office is in Wexford. Come in. We're going to sit down and talk. You're going to tell me about you. I'm going to figure out in my mind while you're talking about you, what is the best plan for you to go on. I will then tell you about the plan, tell you the cost of the plan, tell you how long or short it's going to take, give you nitty gritty details.
Listen, you're not going to get this anywhere else. It's one-on-one. She's the person you'll talk to. She's the one that'll be there to coach you. She is the person you'll reach out to when you have those weak moments, as we all do, and she will get you to that point of no return. You'll start seeing results, and you'll realize this is where you need to be. 1-800-900-THIN, 1-800-900-THIN, dbcweightloss.com. Tell them where you're located.
We're in Wexford. We're in the Children's Hospital building on Perry Highway, Route 19, called Pine Center. And I'm on the street level, and it's next to Chipotle, across the street from CVS. It's about a quarter of a mile north of Whole Foods on the opposite side of the street.
I love how you still give landmarks. Long before GPS, you were doing that, and that's still the best frame of reference. I appreciate it. Okay, 1-800-900-THIN, 1-800-900-THIN, dbcweightloss.com, an incredible website, very interactive. You can shop there. Lots of good ideas, things that she can do to help you with the process. Don't miss out that opportunity.
And why is it DBC?
Dr. Bridget.
DBC Weight Loss. Dr. Bridget Schufo.
I could have done that. All right. DBC Weight Loss, drbridgetschufo.com, 1-800-900-THIN, 1-800-900-THIN. David Ballarato coming up with the news at the bottom of the hour, and then we'll get back much more from Dr. Schufo. She's with us till 8 o'clock today, but you can call now, leave a first and last name and a working number. She'll be back in the office later today, and she will get back in touch with you. 1-800-900-THIN, 1-800-900-THIN. All right, Dr. Bridget Schufo is here, 1-800-900-THIN. She is what you hear. She is as real can be, and I'll never forget the very first time my mother met her 3 decades ago. And she said to me after you left the room, she said, you know, she sounds just like she does on the radio. She is real. And I went, she is. You really care about helping people, don't you?
It's my passion. I've been doing it since 1980, and it's my passion. And I have no sights of retirement, anything like that, because it's not a job. I love what I do.
Well, your background, let's be honest. You know, you got a BA in nursing. You've taught nursing. You got a PhD. So you've been involved in health in one form or another forever. Weight loss was something you fell in love with, but you know what health is, and you know all of the statistics and what it means as far as health charts and people and their comorbidities and issues, diabetes, high blood pressure, all of it, how it's tied into weight loss, your BMI. So this has just been a process for you, but weight loss has been a passion for you.
Yes, and it all started at Presby. Now UPMC, but
great
Presby in the CCU, in cardiac care, step-down unit, and in the ER at Montefiore. And, I fell into this by accident in New York and loved it and continue loving it. And one of my things you've heard me say forever, since we've been together, like 30 years,
easy,
is 90% of weight loss is from the neck up. You have to be in what I call the zone, and that's the goal. If weight loss is truly a priority and you've said, I really got to lose weight, why? because I can move better. My knees will feel better. My back will feel better. My hips will feel better. I can breathe better. I won't get short of breath going up the steps. My sugar levels will be consistent. Wow, that's why I want to lose weight. Besides the fact, wow, I could fit into those pants that don't button anymore. I don't have to wear stretchy pants or jogging pants or shorts like we did during COVID. That's why you want to lose weight. Is it hard? No. Change is hard, but the program is not hard. And I'll be with you holding your hand every step of the way. There's no such thing in my book as, oh, I cheated. I was a bad girl or a bad guy. I really blew it this weekend. No. How I reframe that is, no, you chose to have a few beers. You chose to have some hot dogs. You chose to have some chips, macaroni salad, potato salad. My first goal is to get you to own what you're doing, whether it's potato salad or whether it's broccoli.
All right. 1-800-900-THIN, dbcweightloss.com. Dr. Bridget Chufo, of course, dbcweightloss.com. 1-800-900-THIN. You can call that number now. Leave your first and last name and a working number. She'll be back in the office later today. 1-800-900-THIN. So what do we do for cravings if we're still captivated by those four walls that are our home? Because many people are still working from home and are at home. Price of gas not going out like they once did. So don't spend money on gas. Spend money on this program and lose weight and get a treadmill and start working out in your house.
If you truly, and I'm saying this with passion, if you truly want to lose weight, I will get it off of you. But that's a third of the issue. That I look at as a side effect. My goal is I don't want anybody calling who wants a diet. There's plenty of people out there. I call them charlatans most of the time, but anyone can hang their shingle. Go to them. They'll put you on a 500, a 700, an 800 calorie diet. And diet, to hear that? Diet.
Nobody can
a
live
diet
on that.
Is something you go up and down on. You go up and down on. I want you to come to me if you truly want to keep the weight off forever. I am not interested in dieting. I'm interested in lifestyle change. So if you're willing and want to keep it off forever, lose it and keep it off, I'm the person you want to go to.
All right. Not to give away the tricks of the trade, which is a rule book, but help me with some cravings, just some short tips and maybe some things to eat that aren't going to be as bad for you.
72 hours you need. 72 hours are the toughest 72 hours for getting rid of cravings. You're going to start eating shrimp. You're going to have hard-boiled eggs in your refrigerator all the time. You're going to call Joe Dentisi at Coons, and you're going to get roast beef, turkey, chicken from the deli. Yeah, it has a little salt in it, but we're not ideal. I have a real program so that 5 years from now, you'll have the weight off. Protein shakes, good protein shakes. And there's two that I strongly recommend not to go after. Fairlife and Premier. I know they have wonderful marketing people who are brilliant and act like it's the best thing since sliced bread. I've never seen a person yet lose weight on Premier or Fairlife. So stay away from those. Another thing you can do is make roll-ups. Put a celery stick, put a pepper stick, put a cucumber stick, wrap chicken, wrap turkey, wrap roast beef around it, then wrap a big romaine lettuce around it, start eating it. It's very, very, very filling. You can make a frittata with, you know, throw about 18 eggs, diced up peppers, onions, mushrooms, spinach, put it in a casserole, throw it in the oven for 45 minutes, cut it into squares, can eat at breakfast, lunch, noon, and night. Key is, and I think you're just saying this, planning and preparing. You have to have all this stuff laid out in your refrigerator so when you get a craving, you grab it. Put your cheeses, put your starches, alcohol, dairy, sweets, not in a place that's visible. That works because we have all the senses of the body. Sight is a key one. So put your vegetables out front in the refrigerator. Put your fruit out front where you can grab that and put the other things in the drawers below.
One of the things that you were famous for, and I was always intrigued because I love grocery shopping. It's my passion. It was my dad's passion. It's my passion. But you've always had the best way to grocery shop, how to start, where to go, and what to look for. Talk about what people need to do when they go into a grocery store.
Well, first of all, you've got to go on a full stomach.
Right.
You need to eat. We all, when I say you, I don't mean you. I mean we all need to eat protein, healthy protein. What's a protein? Anything that walks, swims, or flies. Anything that has a mother. Anything that has a face. Okay?
Okay.
You have to have protein in your system every 3 to 4 hours. Why? Because it takes that long for protein to be metabolized by the body, to be broken down by the body, to break down the calories to give to our bodies for energy. Protein, 3 to 4 hours. When you go grocery shopping is during those first 2 hours when you're not hungry, your sugar levels are stable, and you won't be said, oh, those crackers look so good. I could open those cookies right now and eat them as I go around the grocery store. No! And then you go around the perimeter of the grocery store because that's where the proteins, the fruits, and the vegetables are.
You missed the best thing that you taught me years ago, and I still do it to this day. And as a matter of fact, just a couple of days ago, knowing you were going to be on, I parked next to where you put the buggy when you're done. And I was putting the buggy in, and I said, Rob, you're supposed to park away from one of these carriages, so you have to push the buggy over and then walk back to your car. Little things that you like to say make
little
a big difference.
Little changes make big differences.
See, I was paying attention.
You were.
All right, we'll come back. Don't forget, it's dbcweightloss.com. Dr. Bridget Schufo, dbcweightloss.com, 1-800-900-THIN, 1-800-900-THIN. All right, Dr. Schufo, a couple more minutes left in the broadcast, a lot of ground to cover, but the best thing we can tell people, the day that you start losing weight begins with this phone call, 1-800-900-THIN.
And like I said, you know, everybody has this great fear. We all do. We all do. You do. I do. What if I fail? It's the whole thing. Here I go again. I'm going to do it again. What makes this any different? I'm telling you, I work one-on-one with you. You see nobody else but me. 42 years of experience. If I can't get it off and keep it off of you, then we've got issues. I'm telling you, we sit down. We live within your lifestyle. I don't make the program fit you. I put the program into your lifestyle so that 5 years from now, you're going to be going to picnics, you're going on vacation, you're going to have grandchildren, you're going to go here, there, and everywhere. And we work the foods out for you. The key is to learn what the culprits are for your particular body once you get the weight off and we shrink the fat cells. That's our whole goal in the first two phases of the program. The second two phases of the program is to keep the weight off, eating everything on this planet and drinking everything on this planet that you like. But I figure out, you just eat, drink, and be merry, but I figure out, what are your culprits? What's going to put weight on you? How much of what's going to put weight on you? How frequently can you eat these foods and drinks and not put the weight back on? So the key is, for always with me, this is not a diet. This is a lifestyle change.
Well, let me just get one thing straight before we say goodbye until next month. Are you telling me, and I can understand why, but I want to make sure this is clear because I've been thinking about it ever since we discussed it, that moderation in most cases doesn't work? Of the foods that are dangerous for you.
Moderation is such a gigantic umbrella word.
I'm glad somebody finally has said that.
Okay. Instead of saying moderation, how about portion control?
Maybe that's what I was looking for.
Where you look on the box or you look on Google and see what is a serving of watermelon. Okay, what's a serving of watermelon?
One slice.
How
big is a slice?
How big's a slice?
Right.
So, one cup. And yes, I'd like you to measure now, so you just once, where you can get then an eye view of what is a cup of watermelon.
All right, the other thing.
And then you stop after one portion.
What do you do in those 72 hours to help you get
protein, vegetables. Protein, vegetables.
Load up.
Protein, vegetable. Eat it. Eat 15 steaks a day if you want. Eat 100 pounds of chicken if you want. Eat up, 50 pounds of salmon if you want. Eat lots of eggs. I've not had anyone's cholesterol get raised when I said unlimited eggs.
Eggs are good for you.
Eggs are great for you. Those poor little eggs got a bad rap in the day.
I always liked eggs. I mean, I always
thought
eggs
keep eating. Keep eating. So these are the things you do. Get a rotisserie chicken. Take the skin off. Eat that. Go get, you can even have deviled eggs. You know, have those.
Really?
Yes. Because what's mayonnaise? Eggs and oil.
Yeah.
So have deviled eggs. Have a lot of shrimp, but no cocktail sauce or ketchup because that's loaded with sugar.
What could you substitute, if anything? Nothing?
Lemon,
okay.
Lime.
I could do that.
Do that. These are all the, but see, every time you come into me, we talk about exact things like you're talking. You know, well, what can I do for this? What can I do when I have cravings for this? Edamame poppers. They're soy poppers, little, like they look like marbles.
Okay.
And you roast them, and they're a hand-to-mouth. You can just keep eating edamame poppers. They're soy protein.
See, you're getting all this just because she's here today, but this is just the beginning. She has so many things that can help you lose the weight quickly and keep it off. And remember, it's safe as well. 1-800-900-THIN, 1-800-900-THIN. You know, the other thing you taught me is so true, that crunch factor.
Mm-hmm. And the edamame are great for that.
So how much time do you think you need with people? I mean, I've seen you do it in 6 weeks, 2 months. I mean, it all depends.
It depends how much weight you want to lose.
Let me tell you how successful she's been. I can tell you she can remember the ones that haven't worked because there's only been a few.
It's all up the neck up. If you want to lose weight.
That's what it comes down to.
You've decided, I want to do this and keep this off forever and learn how to eat for my body at 60, 70, 80 years old, that I can do with pleasure and with enthusiasm.
And here's the thing. Once you get them to that position where they believe it and they start to see it, they take over. They start controlling their own future.
Two questions I get. First is the first week. And that people come back and they say, is it possible that I feel good this fast already and I've only been eating like this for a week? The answer is yes, because you got the sugars out of your system.
Right.
And the next question is, at the end of, towards the end of maintenance, how can I eat and drink all these foods and drinks that put the weight on me in the first place? I said, because we've shrunk the fat cells. And you're learning what the culprits are, because I figured that out for you. You're learning what the culprits are for your body, and you're in control of them.
So is detoxing the same as this 72 hours thing, or is this?
Yes.
It is?
It's very similar. So protein and salad. I call them water vegetables. I've just separated. Not the broccoli, the asparagus, the cauliflower, the zucchini, the eggplant. None of that for the first 72 hours. Just go with the lettuce, the onions, the peppers, the celery. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Unlimited olive oil, unlimited vinegar.
When you say unlimited, you mean?
I mean a couple bottles.
Really?
Drink it.
Well, I don't know if we're going
to. Olive oil's a great fat.
What in the dessert line, if anything, or even you could consider dessert?
Sugar-free Jell-O. I have protein puddings, believe it or not, which are very tasty. Fruit. Fruit is God's sugar.
Right.
So fruit. However,
okay.
That being said, limit your
away.
Fruit to 2 servings a day.
So it does come down to protein yourself till you can't protein yourself no more.
What's protein? Building blocks of the body. They build and repair cells. Just our normal everyday living. We break down everything in our body. Building, repairing.
So there is such a thing as good fats then?
Oh, great fats. Avocados, the olive oils. Yes. Yes.
We have a lot more to get to. We'll do that next time. But don't waste time. Give her a call. 1-800-900-THIN. 1-800-900-THIN. DBCweightloss.com. Dr. Bridget Schufo, weightloss.com. 1-800-900-THIN. 1-800-900-THIN. It's always a pleasure.
I've had that number for... Since 1980.
I remember that, but I can't remember my own number. 1-800-900-THIN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.